We're speaking to you here today, Father Bartlett, because we're coming up to the annual marking of the Day for Life, which is an initiative shared by the Bishops' Conference of Ireland, Scotland and England and Wales. And this year, the theme you've chosen is one that is really eye-catching. You're speaking about using our bodies for the glory of God. How and why did you come up with this theme?
Well, Eimear, the three bishops' conferences that meet, as you say, to share the Day for Life each year, they were very conscious in the first instance that the Olympic and Paralympic Games are being held in London this year. They were also very conscious in that context that Christianity in general, and maybe Catholicism in particular, is often accused of having a very negative view of the human body and of human sexuality, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. So we decided that this was an opportunity to reflect on what the Holy Father has described as the indivisible book of nature, and that the human body is part of our personal identity, not just here on earth, but also our eternal identity. And one of our concerns was maybe a lack of appreciation even within the Christian community of the fact that God does not throw away our body at the moment of death. There's an incredible number of Christians and Catholics who somehow think it's acceptable to believe, for example, in reincarnation into some other type of body or animal, when in fact this human body that we have is an extraordinary and unique gift and part of our unique and eternal identity as a person, and therefore is worthy, and this is the core message of Every Day for Life. The human person, through their human body as an integral part of them, is worthy of the utmost care and respect from society, including in laws, from society in terms of healthcare, and from ourselves in terms of our own care of our body during life. So it was the connection between the celebration of the body and its achievements in the Olympic and Paralympic Games, and this need to address within our culture the dignity of the human person, including the dignity of the body from the first moment of conception. And the message is very careful and anxious to remind people of this, that at the first moment of conception, all of the physical traits of our body are already present in that unique gift that we are and are evolving constantly in terms of our physical presence into, right through to the moment of natural death. And that duty of caring for the body, caring for the person through their body, applies from that moment of conception right through to natural death. So it was all of those themes kind of coming together, and the Olympic and Paralympic Games and all they symbolize seemed like a happy opportunity in which to promote that particular aspect of the theme, the gospel of life in the Catholic tradition.
Father Bartlett, as you point out there, quite often the theology of the body, which is an important part of our faith and our church teaching, and of which Blessed John Paul II was one of perhaps the greatest examples and the greatest minds, is often, however, reduced merely to the issues of bioethics, to the issue of the protection for the right to life from conception to death. And sometimes it forgets the in-between stage. Is this also another way of tackling the fact that we are also responsible for the care of our own bodies?
Yes, absolutely. This is a tremendous affirmation, this particular Day for Life theme, of the importance of caring for our own bodies. And, as I say, personally taking care of our own bodies, but also the duty on society to take care of the physical needs of the human person from the moment of conception through to the moment of death. And as you say, we have this tremendous gift to the church at this moment in humanity's history of the theology of the body promoted by Pope John Paul II. And as he famously said, you know, the body can never be reduced to mere matter, that we are an embodied spirit. And it is this Catholic view of the indivisible book of nature, as Pope Benedict has reminded us constantly, that there's a seamless garment here in all of the aspects of the value of life, bioethics, the issue of abortion, which we can never fail to come back to and challenge in our society, all of the, to euthanasia, all of these things are vitally important. But they all, in a sense, flow from the inherent dignity of the human person and of the body. And that aspect of the body, as I say, and looking after the body and the body's importance to who we are, both now and in eternity, is something that is often lost, not only in our culture, but sadly in the mind of many Catholics. And this is an opportunity to remind people, look, yes, taking good care of your body without becoming vain or excessive is part of our loving ourselves as well as our neighbour and God. And it's also part of our duty to ourselves and to others. We also have a duty to treat each other's body with great care and respect. And as you know, one of the most beautiful parts of the theology of the body promoted by Blessed Pope John Paul II is, in fact, in the context of sexual conjugal love, where the language of sexual love expressed through the body is something beautiful and sacred and affirms the dignity of the other person through our bodies and their bodies mutually together, and that there can never be any selfishness in pure love, pure sexual love. So there's a whole gospel of life there and a whole dimension of the gospel of life there that we still have to unpack, and this is a contribution to that particular aspect of it in terms of looking after our bodies here and now and respecting the bodies of others.
Finally, what initiatives have been organised at a national or local level to try and bring this awareness into the public forum?
Well, the date for the Day for Life is somewhat different in England, Wales, and then Scotland and Ireland. So in England and Wales at the moment, with the Olympics and Paralympics about to begin this weekend, I know that the English Church has set up a number of initiatives, but particularly promoting the Day for Life message itself through local parishes. I know that the English Church has provided a number of chaplaincy services to the Olympics itself, and I think there will be some talks and so on that will promote this theme in the context of the Olympics and Paralympics. So, and in Ireland, we're preparing for the Day for Life in October. Now, I have to say to you that we may actually change the theme of the Day for Life. There's a little bit of news for you in light of the imminent situation evolving in Ireland in relation to the government's expert group on abortion on the back of the European Court judgment recently on a case known as ABNC versus Ireland. And the Irish government is contemplating the possibility for the first time of legislating for abortion in Ireland. Now, the Irish Bishops' Conference will reflect in September on whether maybe we might change our Day for Life theme in October to a more focused reflection on that issue. But nonetheless, Ireland and the Irish version of the letter not only references the Olympics and Paralympics, it also references the strong tradition of community sports in Ireland and the importance of celebrating that and encouraging young people and so on through that to have a healthy respect for their bodies. So I think this is a very important, timely theme at so many levels, not least just because of the event of the Olympics and Paralympics, but because there is a crisis of how we treat the body, how we regard the body in society, and having a healthy respect for the dignity of the body is something of the beauty of the theology of the body that we have to offer society at this moment in time.